I want to freak out.
Okay. Are we ready?
Sure.
I guess. Here we go.
Okay. That guy over there is born ready. Look at his
glasses. Look at you, dude. I'm ready. Safety.
Yo, welcome, baby. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, baby.
Dude, you got some nice frames on.
I just put them on literally during the intro. Because I plan on killing this entire little baby.
Oh.
So glasses will help me. Science.
Science.
It's science.
I didn't know you... Do you have... I didn't realize you had a bad eyesight.
Yeah, I do.
How bad? Kick those things off. Let's do an eye test.
Probably.
What we got?
Let's see. They're bad.
They're bad?
They're not that bad. They're not that bad.
A little grainy?
Yeah, a little grainy. Once yeah. I put them, it goes from, like, when I put my glasses on, it's like from regular TV to HD TV.
Ah, so you have a little bad service, huh?
Yeah, so I can see. It's just not HD.
Right. Not 4K.
No, it's not 4K. It's not 1080p HD high def.
That's right.
That's what HD stands for.
Yep.
All right.
These are all true.
Valid.
All right. Should we start by actually introducing and welcoming and all that good stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the Highway Podcast. By far, without a doubt, research, science supports this. The fastest growing podcast in Southwest Missouri. If you got a challenge, bring it on, because it ain't happening. All right, here we go.
It is, if not happening.
By the way, here's what we did. We just threw this thing together and thought we'll go. We didn't even really talk about what we're going to talk about.
Not winging it.
No. Nope.
So let's just get straight to it. Welcome to season four of the pod, or the Highway Potty. I'm going to go ahead and introduce the, what we call you guys, the core crew?
Yeah.
Well, Smee's been on everyone, right?
Yeah.
I've got to record one without you sometimes so I can stop saying that.
You've done one, just you two, haven't you?
I don't know. No, the original one that we never aired. Remember
you guys
that?
Can't do it without me.
It'd probably be a big hit if we didn't have Smee.
Yeah.
It'd probably go off the charts.
Which we'll talk about the popularity
getting
of
rid of her,
too. Yeah, and firing her, yeah, because we haven't done that for a while. Yeah. Okay, here we go. First off, speaking of Smee, let's get her introduced. It's the one, it's the only, it's the brains of the operation. It's the Smee.
She did it good from she rise. But put it on so good I make she shake all she ties. Smile upon her face, me know she please with baby dies. Coming around with me, me know who the hell is lies.
Yo, sweet girl,
that's pretty wild. What was that?
That was welcome to the club.
That's what it's called.
That's what it was. No. That's not what I typed in. It was like it was like
club.
Gonde, D-E-H.
It's go down day.
Yeah, that's what I said. Gonde.
And it's so the female. Sorry. Her name is Spice, but it's got Shaggy and
Sugar. Ooh. Spice.
Sean Paul. Sean, like a throwback. Paul. Anyway, that was my summer song. So we had it in the summer with it.
Okay. Let's just introduce everybody, then we'll talk about what everybody's been doing. Can we do that? Because
okay,
usually I'd say, like, hey, Smee, what's up? But that's, like, the one of the things we're going to talk about.
Okay.
So is that good with you?
Yeah, I'll go first, I guess.
Huh?
I guess I'll go first, then.
Now, do you want to silence your phone? I like how she's getting meteorologist alerts. It's 80 degrees outside. There's not a cloud. Yeah,
like, weather.
What are we updating?
The weather.
Weather's still good.
He doesn't tell you. He just says his.
Weather's
just says
still
he
good.
Has something for you.
This is chief meteorologist. Weather's still good. Speaking of being good. Speaking of meteorology. It's the bird.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Smooth. That's real smooth.
I was a little bummer, mama told me.
Oh, shit.
Better keep
the politics to me.
Right.
Dang, boy.
Never really bought the things they sold me, but now I'm starting to believe.
Let it play.
Seeing everybody going crazy.
Ooh, they're going crazy.
Every time they go and disagree.
I should cut it off though, but listen.
Yeah, that's quite it's quite long.
But that was good.
That's a pretty popping song right now.
That was nasty.
That was nasty.
Yeah. So, nice little song.
Where'd you hear that at? I keep moving the table.
Yeah, do we want to lock it in?
I think I came across it on YouTube.
At work.
Yeah. Yeah. Where else would I be doing that stuff? Now, I also listen to them pretty regularly anyways.
Yeah, they're a staple for sure.
Yeah, and then they dropped that hit and I'm like, oh, Bubba.
That was good.
It's got a nice little beat.
I wouldn't mind seeing them in concert. Didn't you say
someone? Yeah, just did. But every time I go on to get tickets, like, you have to have a special code and it's been really hard to do.
I mean, doesn't our podcast have enough, like, pull by now?
Yeah.
Like, we can...
We should. I forget to leave
We could say, hey, you guys can be on here for, like, 15 seconds or something.
Yeah.
For tickets.
Hey, we'll play your guys' music for
listen,
30
we might be in minutes. We might be in a lawsuit for how long we played that.
Here's what we'll do. We'll continue to play your music for the price of free if you let us into your concert.
If you also give also us a show for free.
Straight across swap. What do you think, Mr. Listen, Red Clay?
We're going to cut you guys a deal.
Yeah.
Mr. Stray,
we'll take everything for free.
You can throw some stickers. Throw some stickers their way.
You know what? I'll take a shirt, large, please.
Please.
Large shirt, please.
Please, large, unless they shrink XL.
Yeah, but no, that's definitely on the to-do list for next year is to see them.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have the fastest growing.
Yeah.
You got a lot of pull. Don't mm-hmm. worry. If you want me to throw my weight around, let me know.
Okay.
Throw it around, big daddy.
Throw it around.
I'm going to throw it. Speaking of throwing stuff, I'm going to throw this thing on real quick. Introduce myself. Here we go. You like that one?
I do like that
one. Yeah, once again, I did not get the Red Dirt rock demo.
I was
going to
say, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Me sucks, which is also normal.
Yeah, she goes island rap.
I was on the tour team.
Homegrown, red-blooded.
Where we're from.
Hey, look at her mic. Is it like above her head? It's like above you.
She's just trying to...
I don't want
this thoughts. I'm going to try to shove it.
Hey, this is not...
I'm going to set it on your chin.
It's been a while since we've done this.
Okay.
And this feels like it's in my nose right now.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
I don't like it.
Okay, let's talk about stuff.
Your guys is lower.
Let's talk about stuff.
Okay.
All right, so it's been... How long? 8 months?
It's been a long time.
Since we recorded an episode. In fact, the last one was with the Colonel.
Was that February, March?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. So,
what is time?
Anyway, so let's talk about what we've been doing. Smee, I mean, let's get the snooze fest over with first.
Bring it out.
Let me go ahead and just set the tone of this little jewel real quick. Give me just 1 second.
Yep. That's the one I was looking at.
Come on, baby. Play me some music here.
Talk to me. Oh.
There we go.
That was quite the build up.
Let me make sure.
Everybody quiet down. Yeah, I want you to hear this.
It's like a 45 second wait for this.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah.
Like I was going to play some Maddox Pops. Like, brace yourself. This is going to be huge.
What's coming? Everybody's like, God, he's got to play it any moment.
What is it?
Why is it taking so long to load?
It's a delay part. That part's not trusted. That's one of those ones that you just can't trust.
I think it's the internet, maybe.
Maybe. We also have this little jewel. Let's see if it'll fire.
Oh, that's a good one, too. That's right off the chip.
Fire up.
Mm-hmm. That quick click one?
Yeah, that was what we call it. It's labeled two fart.
Ooh, a two piece.
I think I have a wet one in here too. I thought I had a wet fart.
Well, pull that one.
It's
up.
Been a while since you've been in the library.
Go. Yeah, I haven't been in the library since
8 months. Yeah.
And I didn't happen to. It's weird. Like I didn't play these when the Colonel was on. So
yeah, you haven't used them in a while.
I'll make up for them. Let's see. Here's a wet fart.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good one. Wet for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so now that we've set the tone for what Smee's been doing for 8 months, what have you been doing, dude? Because obviously we never see you.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you in 8 months.
No. So I feel like we did a lot of extracted travel over the spring and summer. I did that. Also,
we did do a lot.
Third grade T-ball keeps you busy.
Yeah.
Not T-ball. It is. Not T-ball.
It's cheer camp or whatever.
Pitching machine.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's right.
But, yeah.
Can't get my mic adjusted right.
Extracted trips.
Let's talk about extracted trips. What all we do? Do you remember?
No. I'm just kidding. At the
I'm going to say good talk.
Yeah, okay. Wow, all right, let's move on.
Bring the thunder.
At the beginning of the summer, kind of how we kicked the summer off was we went to Ontario and did a Green Lab with them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we did a Green Lab Ontario with the... With the boys.
The first out-of-country Green Lab.
Yeah, first out-of-country for us. I think it was technically their second. Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't really remember now how that works.
But yeah, that was fun. So that's how we kicked the summer off. And then...
Yeah, just crossing the border to have people smoke weed.
Which is dope.
Literally. Yo, did you mean that pun?
Yeah.
Did you...
Yeah.
He's the pun master.
I like how he looked at the... like. Yeah, so speaking of, when we were crossing the border, there's like this lady in front of us. She's probably like, I don't know, 50, Asian, little Asian lady. I mean, looked like super innocent. So Smee and I are behind her. And like we get up to customs, and they just start grilling this chick.
Grilling her.
Like roasting her. And finally, they're like, you got to go stand over there. Like she had to go to secondary questioning.
Really?
And then I'm like, oh my God, we're here to... have people take drugs, right? Mm. This is going to be a problem. Mm. So they walk in, and I walk up. I look straight ahead. I hand them my papers. They're like, why are you here? I'm like, teaching. They're like, come on in. Like, that was it.
That's all that I got.
Teaching.
And then Smee, did you get stopped for a little bit? I forget.
No, not that time. I don't think.
Okay, so anyway, we
went
to Canada.
I think we both got by really... really smoothly, and we were because we were
Asian
worried.
Girl,
yeah, she's freaking got roasted. I was like sweating, looking straight ahead. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I think we got fine. I think we went past.
So okay, where else? We went to Vermont. We went to North Dakota, Montana.
Yes. Oh, the Montana trip.
Yeah, the Montana trip was good because. When I say good, I mean that completely sarcastically. I think did we tell you about that?
First of all, everybody in Montana is great.
Yeah. This has nothing to do with actual Montana.
It's probably the in-between.
It was the trip itself. Yeah. So I get down to Arkansas, and the flight gets delayed, but there's like two flights into Billings. And if I don't get on this one, then I'm not going to make the flight into Billings or whatever. So I text me, and I'm like, hey, I'm going to drive. It's 18 hours. So actually,
one way.
One way, yeah. 18 hours one way. So I picks me up. She's... Let's talk about this, too, by the way.
Hey, this is going to be good.
Yeah. So I pick Smee up. She's got a bag, but there's, like, nothing in it. There's no clothes or anything.
Air.
Seriously. It's just a bag of air.
Snacks.
So she's wearing these, like, baggy, hippie sweatpants.
They're, like, palazzo wide leg pants. They're casual.
Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. It's a pair of pants.
Yeah.
She doesn't bring any other pants.
Brett,
so, like, pants. She wears the pants for 18 hours in the car. We get there. She sleeps in the pants. She wears the pants at the conference the next day. We go out for a steak dinner. She wears those pants. And then she wears those pants 18 hours home.
Did I wear them
like,
home, too?
Gross.
Disgusting, dude.
You're
Did
nasty.
Did I wear them home, too?
Yes. Oh. You only had one pair.
Wait, so, it's, like, out in the middle of nowhere?
Was it
not a Target anywhere?
Like
a Walmart?
There's probably, dude, but we were there like, what, 18 hours?
Yeah.
So we got there at like 2 or 3 in the morning, went to sleep.
No, it was like 4 in the morning.
Okay, yeah, 4 in the morning then. We get there, go to sleep, get up, teach, go eat, go back to bed, leave. Like, wow. That was like it. And plus, I thought it'd be a funny story to tell Smee in those nasty-ass pants.
Yeah.
Did
I did wear them the whole time.
That's pretty gross.
freaking nasty. So anyway,
that's gross behavior.
Yeah, it's
Montana.
And that's a lot coming
Chicago,
from
Chicago. You
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's hey, gross when it comes from me.
Because admittedly, your standards
low.
They're not high.
Not good.
They're not high.
Not good. I'm pretty disgusting myself.
My boy doesn't have high standards.
I'm disgusting as well.
I tell you what, you're not going to do wear the same pair of pants.
I'm going to have a little bit of respect. Yeah. And bring an extra sorry. Pair. Maybe pack a bag that has something in it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. It was a quick pack.
So. Happened. It wasn't a quick pack. It was a no pack.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, yeah. Sounds like it wasn't a pack at all.
It was well, that's a, why it was so bad.
It was a zero pack, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else? Did the thing in, what's the ICP thing? Where was that? Chicago?
Chicago. Cal- that was kind of at the, towards Posse? The end.
Yeah. It's like we actually had a concert with them. I told them they could be a guest on the podcast if they gave us free tickets.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to paint my face.
So I'm going to have to use them as an intro song for free. next episode. Oh, but shit. No, we did the thing in Chicago. But that was kind of what got me started on the potty because somebody there asked me. Mm. We were in Chicago. And they're like, hey, are you guys still doing the podcast? We haven't seen a new episode. So I was like, we should probably do that.
Need to fire one up, spark one up for the boys.
Yeah, so that's what started it. But man, since then, I think I've had several people reach out going, hey, you guys doing this or not? Like, I'm like,
insinuating that you need to do it.
Yeah. Respectfully.
Like, respectfully?
Yeah.
Are you going to do this or what?
And I think we say this every year, maybe every episode. Why people listen to this absolute garbage. Smee wearing nasty-ass pants for 2 days.
Disgusting creature.
Freaking gross.
At least I didn't have any other accidents in my pants.
Okay. Anything else? Any other updates from you?
Who had accidents?
No, I'm just saying that.
I'm moving on. Anyone else? Anyone else
moving
have?
On.
Nobody?
I was going to say,
no updates
like
from anybody.
Might have hit a button. Might have struck a nerve.
I don't think so. I don't think I've shit myself.
You don't have any news stories?
No, I was thinking about that today, too, because I thought, well, surely I've shit myself since last.
Well, you had a close call now that you're back on duty.
Back on the road?
Yeah.
Did I almost?
You said you almost made a new story, but you made it in time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, any more updates from you?
I don't think so. Just doing extracted stuff and little
living
kids sports. Youth sports, yeah. Living the best life.
Hmm. Okay. All right, let's go to the exciting part. Burr, what have you been doing? His one word answer, nothing.
Nothing. No, dude, just... let's just try to 8 months. I'm just going to try.
Yeah, what
to
have
think
you
about
been doing
eight
for eight
months?
There's
eight
so
months.
Much going on in your world,
dude. Work, house, doing house,
just like
things,
having house,
having house.
I have house.
Staying
have house.
In the house. Man, I really haven't really done much. That's kind of depressing a little bit. Like you guys, all these stories of like. Yeah, we went up to Canada and stuff, and I'm like, I don't even know if I even got out of the state. Yeah.
Did I leave my house?
Well, I mean, technically every day you go one state over.
Yeah.
That's true.
16 minutes one way, baby.
Yeah, you leave the state more than probably anybody in the family.
Honestly, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm such a traveler, dude.
Yeah, dude, you're
such a traveler.
Mr. Worldwide.
Worldwide. No, but...
What are you doing? Yeah.
Hunting season sparked back up.
Mm.
That's taken a lot of my
which
time.
Which is now, right?
Yep. I have yet to see anything.
You can walk out that door right there. I guarantee a deer will run you over on the way out of here.
Oh, but the second I pull my bow out, you won't see them. Mm. Like, it'll be like, I go out to spots where I know deer are at, and I see them every single time. And then I'll sit there, and I'm like, where'd they go? And so it's just kind of one
have
of those.
Have you thought
just,
about sitting up here? Like on the
yeah,
deck?
I will. One of these nights, I'll come up here and plop on.
Yeah, but... dude. We got AC in the house now. Which, by the way, how hillbilly did that just say? We have AC in our house now.
Heck yeah, brother.
Next is running water. Next is electricity.
Oh,
jeez. Yeah, I'm just sitting there. You guys walk into your... I'm like...
We're like, hey, let's go into that bot air. You're just shooting a freaking buck out of our window with your bow.
Yeah, right, yeah. You literally just said you're going to come hunt from our deck, and then Ryan is excited about
we
air.
Have air. We got AC. We got AC.
Do we explain that now, or
you can if you want to, but I died.
So, obviously, long story short, we have the potty studio, which is... You know, where we are now.
Where we're currently at.
Where we're currently at. But then right outside... Yeah, I'll take in a little bit more of that Makers, please. But then right outside, I'm building a house. which Bert has helped me with, and we're to the point where we just got air conditioning it. I put the air conditioning units in, or units, because they're mini splits, last week. So we do have air conditioning.
Dude, I love that.
But we're not living in it now, so I guess I got to make sure, make that clear.
You're almost there. You're on the verge.
Dude, dude. We're, what?
Never mind. I guess I was going to say, where are we living?
Let's not talk about where we are living. But anyway, yeah, I think that my goal's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
3 years in the making, dude.
That's good, though. I mean, 3 years, you're a man that has little time, I've noticed.
Well, because Smee kind of works me too hard.
Yeah, Smee's a problem, dude. She's like, a freaking problem.
So my plan today was I was actually going to install the shit pipe in the house, which the shit pipe, for the listeners that don't know, is the pipe that goes from the toilet.
It's a pipe you shit in.
To the sewer line. To the sewer line that I've already laid.
Yeah.
But Smee scheduled us to do a podcast on my shit pipe time.
Mm.
So now I am not able to
install. You better hold your turds.
Yeah. No shit pipe from the house. We can shit in the potty or the studio for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't shit in the house. Yeah. That we're not living in. Let me be clear, by the way, so people don't think I'm living in a freaking shack with no shit pipes.
And me sitting by you hunting.
Yeah, and you shooting a deer outside of our window with a bow. Like, it's not even a bow. It's like a muzzle loader.
Yeah.
You're just, you're like in our living room with a muzzle loader.
Just a Gatling gun.
Shooting. Shooting deer outside. Every time you shoot, the house just gets filled with.
I was like, you're like trying to get some sleep, trying to get some shut. I'm like, hey, wake up, watch me do this.
I don't even picture you waking me up. You just like load your muzzle loader.
Yeah, Drew, and it's just like smoky.
Yeah,
and then you like you peer through the fog and the smoke, the fog of war, some would say, and then you're like, I'm like sitting there making eye contact with you like this.
Okay, I'm getting a big picture. I'm like laying in bed,
yeah,
passed out.
You're trying to get some shut-eye.
Yeah, I'm trying to get some shut-eye.
Worked so hard.
Yeah, I did.
Worked hard. And I'm up
building
there.
Building the house. So I picture I'm laying in bed. You like walk up on the bed with like your muddy ass, like your hunting boots.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're standing over me. When you open the window, which is like, you know, I picture where my head is at. You load this muzzle loader,
mm-hmm.
like, right over me.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, gunpowder falling
powder,
in my,
like,
in my eyes.
Like...
And you just shoot a deer straight out without even, like, letting me know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's it. That's
and
perfect.
Then just walk out.
And just walk out. But I'll make eye contact with you so we know we're on the same page
for sure.
I'll, like, look down because naturally I think you're going to be in between my legs.
Yeah, you're straddling me for
and
sure.
And so I'm going to be like...
And just like full camo.
Yeah, and inside the house. It's white walls.
Yeah, you don't even, it's like, why are you wearing a freaking camo? You'd be better off just in a freaking white suit.
Dude, just a white shirt.
Just like Realtree. What do you wear? What kind of camo do you wear?
Mossy Oak.
Mossy Oak, okay.
Yeah.
Realtree and Mossy Oak are the only ones I know.
So. Yeah.
I didn't know there were more than two.
Well, they have like different names for like different. You know, because you got your OGs like Mossy Oak, Realtree, and then, you know, Bottomland and stuff like that.
Is one better? Aren't they all camouflage?
Well, yeah,
and I know
for the most part.
Like a sarcastic question.
Well, for the most part, it doesn't really. I mean, because I got like three different types of camo, like Mossy Oak, Realtree. I just throw them all together. Mm. I don't know if they're like. You have these individuals.
Maybe that's why you're not getting any deer.
Yeah, the
deer's
probably like,
look at that
weak
ass.
Cheap ass.
Not even buying a full set.
Look at that weak ass lower half Mossy Oak.
Yeah, like, you think I'm going to fall for
yeah.
that?
Couldn't see his upper half.
This guy's got a Mossy Oak top and a Bottomland hat. Yeah, right. I'm not getting shot by that guy.
Then you shoot him outside of the window standing over
there. Yeah. And I don't even have clothes on at this time.
I picture, the deer's like walking by my window, and it's like, why is there a tree in that guy's bed?
What a weird interior designer.
It's just freaking blasted.
What a weird place to put a plant.
Oh. What are we talking about?
I don't know. We got off topic. We got off topic long shot.
So that was what Bird was up to, and he said that hunting season had started.
Oh, yeah.
Can I offer you something before we keep going?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to accept.
You don't have to accept, but my mic's falling. So I was in Canada. They gave me these 15 mg nicotine pouches.
I think my GERD already flared up.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Let me spin my other nicotine.
Well, you got me started on these. So the way this went down is last year I was in Canada and I
see those things.
Yeah, yeah. I was, I think I had a 6 Mellies in, and then someone in the crowd was like, "Oh, we have 15." Or no, he came up afterwards. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, we have 15s up here." And whoa. I'm like, "No shit." So then this year we go up there, and probably the most. One of the most unprofessional things I've done, but I start teaching, and then right in the middle, I stop, and I'm like, hey, does anybody have 15 milligram nicotine pouches? Yeah. Some dude in the back brings, like, comes through the...
Audience,
yeah, no. I think, yeah. What's this word, audience? Comes through the word audience, brings me one, then gives me the can to go
Oh,
home.
My goodness.
Yeah, so big, big props to
yeah.
him.
Yeah, so he's, like, so I'm going to probably start drooling here in a
dude,
second.
So when I was teaching, dude, I about melted into the carpet.
Yeah.
It was 15, bad.
15's... A high dosage.
I started coughing.
Yeah.
Remember that? I was like, this is embarrassing. So let me go ahead and toss one of these bad boys.
So let's try her again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got...
Yeah, I didn't document the whole experience at the conference, but we're going to get it now.
Yeah.
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 Live.
But the guy that runs it was like, yeah, dude, do it. In fact, I think I asked. I said, can I do this? And he gave me a thumbs up in the back. So yeah. Anyway, so what else have you been doing now that you got that 15 in your lip?
Nothing. So just kind of wait for that. To kick in.
Oh, it will.
He's going to probably just...
Hold on.
He sat up real straight.
Yeah, I'm like...
yeah. You notice he like took his shades off?
I'm like, it's about to get started.
He's trying to concentrate.
I'm like, here we go.
he's buckling up over there.
Oh. Yeah. Nothing else really. I haven't been doing anything.
So, in the past 8 months, you just started hunting like this month?
last month.
Like his update.
Last month. Give me 1 month at least.
His update was, I have a house, and I've been hunting this month.
Well, we started building, or not building.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So that's been taking up a lot of my time, really.
Yeah, you guys are building a new house.
Yeah, so we're doing a new house. Got some dirt work done.
So one day you can have AC, too?
Yeah, dude, think about it. One day you'll be able to put your shit pipe in.
Bless up. Actually, I think we're going to pay somebody to do that.
It's Ryan.
Nah, yeah,
Ryan.
Yeah, me. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, hey, I can build a house now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say...
I can do it.
It's already... The amount of thinking that you have to do that, and then how we kind of shifted it off to somebody else, and how much I don't have to think, is way better. Because I was trying to, like, you know, figure it out myself...
Mm-hmm.
And do I think I could? Can I think I
you
can?
You could, yeah, sure. Because you've helped me with mine,
right? But it's just like getting all the moving parts in together, and like the whole money situation with banks. How many freaking loopholes are in that where like they put fees on you?
Yeah,
for no reason.
You get a fee for having a fee that they created.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's like a titling fee and everything. I mean, I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, they just throw these things in there.
Well, the best part about it is you had to have somebody come down and like survey your land.
Yeah,
that's been the same land for like 4 million years.
Yeah,
it's
and wild.
4 million. That's correct.
Yes,
that's good.
Our crew has been here that time.
According to our research,
mm-hmm,
it's been 4 million
Googled
years.
How long?
So you had to pay somebody.
I'm starting to cough.
Dude, it's coming.
I don't like it. Dude, I'm not a huge fan of this.
I'm a whiskey deep, and I haven't drank in...
A long time.
Several months in a 15 Illigent.
We're gonna
a 15 Illigent. Hey, buckle up, boys.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. When you weren't looking, I took it out of my mouth.
Did you?
I'm going to take a little... I'm going to do a little bit at a time.
Where's that?
Oh, he's right
a... Oh, hey. You put that back in there. Right. Remember, you got me started on these.
Hey, we'll time it, okay?
Dude, I'm starting to float.
See who lasts the longer.
Yeah. I'm floating already.
All right, we're 30 minutes in, so I'm going to time who makes it the longest.
I'm going to throw up.
I'll make it, but I'm I am floating.
I will throw up right now.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Okay, well, your time would be up.
There's
if
a
you
toilet. There's a toilet with a shit pipe attached to it in there.
Not using it. I'm going to throw up everywhere.
Over the white walls.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like my eyes, honestly,
dude.
Are not in my head. Like, I feel like they're floating around.
Yeah, so like...
What kind of stuff they got up there in these things?
Dude,
is this cocaine?
Canada's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll leave it at that. Like, I love the Canada boys, but it's interesting up there.
So they say that... I would just imagine that people would feel that way about us sometimes.
No, we're freaking really weird, but... I think they said, if I'm not mistaken, this was like a... On, like, tribal land?
Yeah, it's only... You can only get that on reservations.
Oh, cool.
Because there's... I think I said they said, quote, no rules.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so. Lots of, like thing again, like the gambling, there's lots of things that the like reservations and tribal land get to do because of, I can't remember the act, but I can look it up. Ready? Here we go.
Dude, I think I'm melting at my...
I don't like this.
I'm melting.
I'm going to try to ride it out.
Dude.
But it ain't good. I can tell you where this is going.
Yo.
It's already. It's already, dude. Are my eyes watering? Because I can feel like my contacts.
If I could see your eyes right now, I would let you know.
You got glasses.
Yeah, dude. I'm friggin'. I'm really floating.
The Indian Appropriations Act of 1851, which created the reservation system, and then the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, are what allow them to do those 15 milligram things.
I don't even know what you were looking up at this point.
Oh, you were asking why they could only get those on reservations.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
Thanks for that.
Are we done with what Bird's doing?
Yes.
Also, anything else? Anything else that you're doing?
We're good.
Anything else that you're doing?
No, I don't have anything really.
Like, I want to reach out and grab that glass of whiskey, but.
Your hands aren't moving?
Well, it's like light. I'm like a little floating.
Well,
Smitty, we're going to take a break. You take it over.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds great.
You take it over.
I'll go ahead and read more about the Indian Appropriations Act.
Yeah, give them the history of it.
Yeah, you go ahead and take it over, and I'll go ahead and get you started with your intro music.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. There's been some around.
Dude, this nicotine pouch might make me do that. We might have a live recording.
I might shit myself right here.
Dude, this thing slaps.
Yeah.
It slaps.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for the hookup.
So I think...
Okay, we can move on.
What was the next item on the agenda?
We have an agenda?
Well, Ryan had some thoughts.
So the best part about this is... the agenda's on my phone, which is currently recording you, so I can't access it.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
But I do remember the thing was like, you know, what each of us were doing.
Yeah.
And then...
you did that one?
We knocked that one out.
Well, I haven't said what I was doing.
Oh,
I started
okay.
The new gig, dude.
Oh, let's jump in.
I started the
new
gig.
We just talked about the extracted stuff from my perspective. But yeah, we haven't said, Ryan, what are you doing?
You got a couple gigs.
Yeah, do you guys want to ask what I'm doing?
Yeah, Ryan, what are you up to these days?
Ryan, what are you doing?
For the last 8 months.
I appreciate that because that wasn't on the agenda. But yeah, I guess I'll shoot from the hip here because this is a not canned answer that I planned.
Okay.
So I started a new gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not transferring. I shouldn't put it that way. But I'm working on a new way to go back to the road.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I missed the road.
Yeah. I know You were excited when you got the green light to do this.
Yeah. Super excited. So I'm not sure how much I can say.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean?
So it's a new temporary position.
It's a pilot. That's public information.
Yeah, it's a pilot program.
Pilot for the agency you work for.
Yeah, for the non-disclosed agency that I work for, which is just DWI. That's all I have to do is DWI work.
So you're not sure if you can talk about like what your job is on this team?
No, I can talk about it. It's just DWI stuff. So,
it allow you to do? Like, why is it a pilot program for DWI stuff?
So it's just a potentially new team for the agency. And I think we can actually have the people over the team come on the podcast because we've talked about that and they said they're willing to do that for sure. So they can probably give a little bit more insight. But my position is just a DWI unit attached to this team. So that way if somebody comes across a DWI, they just call me and then I come work it.
Nice.
Yeah. But the biggest change I would say is I went from getting up at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Yeah.
To now I work until 4 or 5. So I think I got home this morning about 4:30.
When the D-dubs are hot.
Yeah. Yeah, which is my style. Like overnights is my style.
Yeah.
It's just getting back into that routine. And then also because it's not a full-time gig right now, there are still other responsibilities that keep you having to flex back and forth. Like you're not just nights now.
Yeah, so that's probably the most difficult part is I'll work until 5 a.m. one day and then the next day I've got to get up at 4 to get to a place where
4 a.m.
Yeah, 4 a.m., sorry. I got to get up at 4 a.m. to get to a place where I teach at, 8 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
So that's probably the biggest thing. But
You know, the math might not be mathing on that one, because I think you said you work until 5, but then you have to get up at 4.
The next day, the following day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'll work until 5, and then the following day, so not like that morning, but the following day, I'll get up and then go teach at 8 a.m. Okay. somewhere else. So I have to get up and drive.
Yeah.
Because of where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that part's difficult, but I will say this is probably the most fun I've had and the most freedom I've had in ever.
Yeah.
Where I work right now. Hmm. This undisclosed
location.
Place. I'm floating off here. So, yeah, anyway, so now that just a DWI spot. Dude, hold me down.
Okay, but yeah, but so somebody blind hold leading me down. The blind right now.
Yeah.
Bird's holding you down and Walkie also floats away.
Floating together, brother.
Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of cool because I'll see people that I teach with and stuff that'll be like, oh, what are you doing here at, you know, 3:30 in the morning? I'm like, I'm working now. Because a lot of people don't know that I'm doing that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So but, you like it, though?
Dude, I love it.
Yeah. You like being on the road?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I enjoy the most. And overnights is what I enjoy the most. So it's a win-win, dude. Like, it's a fantastic team.
And I think you enjoy teaching too, but I think that right now where you're at in life, you still enjoy that. I don't want to say more, but like enough to change your role and your position to do that for right now. Like maybe you'll enjoy teaching again someday down the line.
I mean, I still enjoy teaching, but my thought process was, you know, I'm in, 38? So I'll be 39 next month. So my thought was, if I'm going to do this, I might as well do it while I'm young, that I still can do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I say young. I'm not sure if that's young or not.
Well, you're able.
Yeah, able. Yeah. But I love it, dude. It's freaking sweet. Yeah. It's real sweet. Now, there's some times I'm like, well, people, you know, you'll arrest a drunk that's like sitting there screaming at you, calling you a piece of shit.
Yeah, I've had back-to-back ones on that kind of, have
yeah.
you?
Yeah, I've had some back-to-back people losing their mind.
Yeah.
Calling me a piece of shit.
But do you not like that part of it?
You know, it doesn't bother me.
I was going to say the wrestling around kind of sounds a little fun.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me necessarily. But like, for instance, somebody recently, I can't talk about, you know, active stuff, but somebody recently was like drunk and like crying. So then they started wiping their freaking nose on my door.
Mm.
So there's like snot on my door. Seriously, right now.
So he's a kid.
No, so it was like a grown-ass person.
It was an impaired adult.
It was a grown-ass person just, like, wiping snot on my door.
Mm.
That's the part that we didn't talk about.
They're, like, purposely wiping it there?
I'm
like,
sure it was she just that intoxicated.
I think it was a little bit of both, out of spite and emotions,
yeah.
I guess.
Get the
know?
Best of you.
Yeah.
Sometimes like, you gotta wipe some boogers on them.
Like, I think it was one of those, I'm gonna show this guy, so I'm gonna wipe snot on his door. Yeah.
Because you can't do much.
Right. Which I do have to go clean up later.
Right.
So
she kinda got you.
Yeah, kinda did get me. But yeah, no, man, life's good.
Do you think she's sitting there thinking about, because she's obviously probably...
No. I don't think so.
You don't think she's thinking about how she put boogers on your door? Like, I got him?
No, I don't think so, because I think people get so drunk and emotional that they don't even remember what they did.
That's fair.
I do, because there's dried snot on my door.
You have to look at it?
And that I'm going, I really don't want to go scrape boogs and snot off my freaking, like, the window, like, just below the window.
You want me to do it for you?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow.
Dude, gross.
That's actually good. I mean,
gross.
That's good on her. Good on you, Smee.
Yeah, good on you, Smee.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're showing a little cleansiness and hygiene after your.
I just feel like your 18-hour
pants debacle.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute.
You're trying to bounce back from the pants thing.
Oh, I want the person that
can't change pants for a week to wipe snot.
You're probably
off
not going to get clean.
Honestly, yeah, I'm
clean.
Your person though. I'm obviously disgusting. So
I just walk in there.
Smut?
There's just her nasty ass pants in my seat.
Yeah, and she's actually wiping her boogers on the other window
with the pants.
I want you guys to know that you are 10 minutes and 30 seconds into your
what
the bridges.
Yeah,
I feel good now I'm fine.
I kind of settled down
hump.
But yeah, I was floating. I started off a little bit and I'm like,
it was
my tum-tum. It kind of jostles your tum-tum.
It does I feel good now.
I was like,
though,
I could crap my pants right now.
Oh,
do it.
That's why we did it. We wanted to
shit yourself right
now. Premiere worthy content.
I think he was concentrating. He actually might shit himself.
Yeah, his face is turning red.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Still going.
Sorry.
Hang on. Let me see if I can hook you up here.
Yeah. Give me a little sound.
It probably wouldn't be one of these.
I feel like we need to hear your effort.
It'd be more.
It'd probably be more. Oh,
no.
Followed by this.
It's probably going to start out that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else is on the agenda?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of my car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So this is a question I have. Am I the only person that has a personal relationship with their vehicle? And here's what I mean by that. Like, do you get emotionally attached to your car, to your truck?
Yeah. I think so, to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, now I haven't kissed it much.
You've only made
that's probably
why
you're having so much problems,
bro. Yeah, I was going to say, I do, when I walk around, give it a little one of those when I'm walking around the backside.
I like how it took him a second to think about it, but clearly he's kissing his truck, so.
Only a couple times.
Oh.
Does this count?
What did he say? That counts.
Now I'm just clicking stuff in the library.
Is it loading? Am I not hearing any of this?
You didn't hear that?
Uh-uh.
She's been off this
whole
time.
Are you hearing the farts?
No. Oh, I heard them initially, but I haven't heard them.
Are you hearing this?
No.
You didn't hear that fart?
Mm-mm.
Oh, dude, so we can play whatever we want.
Yeah, dude, we're good.
Oh, man. Why am I not
this is
hearing
perfect.
The farts? Do I have them I have it turned down. Try it again.
Oh, okay, let's try this.
It's going to blast your eardrum.
Yeah, I hope it does. You hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Good, 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 good.
Okay.
So, yeah, here's my philosophy on vehicles. I think people drive vehicles that look like them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I think you can drive a car and it looks like the person that drives the car.
Okay.
Am I the only one?
I can see that. I don't know that I think it applies to people who do have an emotional relationship with their cars, because I can't say that I do have one. But I do understand what you're saying, like, people look like their cars.
Yeah.
But I think it's people who are, like, focusing, like, they're focusing on their car. I drive whatever
I don't
you
focus
buy.
On my car, but I look like a Dodge Ram
yeah,
1500 Hemi, baby.
I think that we're not going to be objective because we know each other and we know our cars. I feel like if we want to test the theory, then people need to tell us what
yeah,
we drive.
Yeah, but you go to, like, a parking lot. And some old lady walks out of Hobby Lobby and gets into, like, a Cadillac. You
I was
go,
gonna
oh,
say
yeah.
Buick, but yeah.
Okay, Buick's also
well,
a
then
nice car.
We know somebody who drives a Buick, and doesn't add up.
Does she look like a car?
The same size, like I
yeah.
would say, like dimensions.
Like
so she's
yeah.
kind of an old lady too.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
She's young, but
oh my
she's
gosh,
also
we're
really
something.
Small.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, there's some like.
So what about me and mine?
You guys are both doctors.
I was gonna say I'm just.
He's just the country version.
Just beat up.
Yeah,
beat
but
up
you're,
bumper.
But you're like a country guy, and your truck is like
country. Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you look like your truck.
That the 12-valve down there? Who does that look like, huh?
Yeah, the 12-valve looks like the guy that would drive the, I mean, the dash is ripped
just
out,
ripped
the seat's
out.
Duct taped.
Just
like
beat up.
You're telling me that guy's not a duct
doesn't
tape seat guy?
Doesn't drive straight?
Yeah.
Doesn't walk straight.
He hits the brakes on the 12-valve and it pulls to the right? You're telling me that's not him?
That's him.
Exactly.
That's exactly him.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well then, do I look like my car? Because I didn't pick it out.
Yeah,
so.
It's a hybrid car. You're a hippie, so that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
It makes perfect sense.
A little hippie.
But I didn't pick my car.
It picked you.
Oh, is that
yeah,
how that works?
That's how it works.
Yeah, that is how it works.
I didn't pick it at all.
What car would you have picked?
I don't know. I've never picked a car. I had a Honda Civic.
Yeah, she did. She picked a Honda Civic, and then she struck like 12 mailboxes with it.
And that was
seamed them,
that
dude.
That was 18-year-old me.
Okay.
That picked a
people
red
don't forget.
Honda Civic.
Well, yeah. Doesn't matter.
But I don't think I would pick that right now.
The law doesn't forget that you hit 12
you
mailboxes.
Smoked them.
Okay, yeah. The mailboxes are not relevant. The car.
They
is...
not anymore.
Yeah, they
him.
Are. Yeah.
That's going to say.
They're really relevant.
Okay, anyway. That's the only car I've ever picked
no,
I
don't
out.
Think we're moving
and
on.
I was 18.
So let's
anyway,
sit here on this
we're
going to
sit here for a minute.
Okay.
So Smee's hit like, what, 12 to 22
okay,
mailboxes?
Okay, mailboxes, not the
something
type of
like
car that I am. I have only hit one mailbox.
That you'll admit to?
No, that I have hit. That fought back. It was in concrete. The other ones were kind of easy. Have I hit more than one? But I feel like
you've hit all kinds of all stuff. Right.
But I do think the one that I'm like the most impactful is the one that they had
the
a
most
semen.
Impactful.
Well, they
literally yeah. impactful. It totaled a car out. It was a mailbox and concrete.
They had they had concreted their mailbox in because we live in the middle of nowhere.
Because
and people,
they got sick of people hitting it.
No, people hitting it with baseball bats because that was a thing that people.
So
would
you're
drive
like,
by.
I'll show you. I'll
hit
right.
with it. There's Louisville Honda Civic.
I'll hit it with a full on car at 80.
This day. Easton Civic.
That was a problem. I fell asleep.
Well, that's dangerous.
That's
not good.
It was not ideal.
So what I want to talk about my car is we have to turn our cars in at so many miles.
Yeah.
So basically you have this car. I don't want to say you live in it, but it's your mobile office.
Right.
Right? So you drive it fast, you drive it hard, you do all your work in it. So then when it comes to the point of turning the car in, you have like this emotional attachment to it. I do.
Yeah. You shit your pants in it.
Like my patrol car, you shit yourself in it.
Other people crap themselves in
it. Other people wipe their snot on your door.
So there's a lot of stories.
Yeah,
but I think that is because it's like your mobile office. Because I can relate to that. Like I can relate to like missing like an office space. Like when I was like working in those settings, like missing a space. But you, like, rely on that car for everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like I just rely on my car to get from A to B and, like, play my music. There's two things I ask of a car.
And hitting stuff. I'm not sure how many things I've...
So.
Do we need to talk? Okay.
How many things I've hit?
Yeah.
We can talk about it, because I don't really remember.
Oh, I do.
I think everybody in here besides
you. You know what? Let me pull up the Progressive insurance here. I bet Progressive remembers exactly how many you've hit here. So... Yeah, so anyway, I want to talk about the emotional connection to your car.
So you're going to have a goodbye soon.
Yeah, so I got it traded in soon, and it was probably about a month ago. I stopped the car at about, I don't know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning on my way home, and the guy was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I arrest him for DWI, and as soon as, I don't know if I told you this story, as soon as I arrest him for DWI, my car just like stops. Like, it just dies. I'm like, hey, you're under arrest for DWI. Handcuff him. My car dies. So the guy's like, hey, I think your car's dead. I'm like, shit, dude, I think you're right.
I think you've been wrong all night, except for this.
Yeah. You've made poor decisions all night. You nailed this one, brother.
One's right on the head.
You nailed it, brother. So I try to start it, and it's like, trying to start, but it won't. And I'm like an hour from home and an hour from anywhere that I can take it.
Right.
At, you know, 4 a.m. So, luck would have it.
Mm.
This guy's a mechanic.
Yeah, he is.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, dude, I think it's your alternator or your fuel pump.
Mm.
So I have the guy hop out. He's literally in handcuffs with my hood up working on my car. He's like, all right, try it now. So I'm like, I'm in my car trying to start it. He's working on it. And
this guy's awesome,
yeah,
by the way.
So he was a good kid. So my car won't start. And eventually he's like, hey, let me crawl under there and look at the fuel lines. I'm like, brother, we probably better draw the line and crawling under my car and messing with fuel lines. So long story short, my fuel pump went out in the car.
So he's right.
He was right. No, he nailed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He nailed it. So
not bad. He's a good mechanic.
Yeah. So the best part about it was I arrest him. I have to call a tow truck to come get me. So a tow truck pulls up. This guy's under arrest and has to take my car, like tows my car an hour in the opposite direction that I'm going. So I felt
the guy,
like
the person you arrest go with you?
He just stayed in the car.
Yeah. No. So I couldn't take him to jail because I didn't have a... What am I going to do? Walk him 50 miles to the closest jail? So I just processed him in my car and somebody came and got him.
Oh, okay. Mm.
But
I just imagine like the three of you just the arrestee.
Sitting in the tow. Single the tow seat up driver. There.
Yeah. Sitting in the bench
You're
seat.
You're right in the middle.
He's in handcuffs in the bench seat.
And then the big old tow truck driver.
Tow truck driver, yeah. Yeah. No, so yeah. So they had to tow my car... an hour away from, or and I guess it'd be 2 hours at this point away from the house. Mm. And then I had to get a ride home, which felt horrible because now I'm getting dropped off like a freaking like child.
Yeah. Like, I appreciate the ride.
Yeah, dude, I did.
Do you want me to pull in the driveway or just stop at the curb?
Yeah, so he's taking me home and then he pulls me up in the house and drops me off. I was like,
you get your lunchbox out, your lunch bag.
Yeah. Well, I did. I actually did. I had a lunch, because I carry a meal bag with me. So I had to get my meal bag out, my computer. Backpack. I'm like, thanks, dude. So he drops me, a different trooper drops me off at the house.
I wish I would have been awake at like 5 a.m. in the morning when that was happening.
So when they drop me off, I'm like, please, God, don't let anybody be awake right now. See me getting
Who come out in his robe, drinking coffee? Hey. What's going on?
Yeah, freaking. What do we call him? Trucker Jay?
Trucker
Jay, yeah. Trucker Jay. Hey, boy, what's going on out here? Hey, boy, what's going on? Hey. And I'm just getting dropped off. So, anyway, I got to turn my car in soon. And it's going to be emotional. It is. This will be my third car. And each time it's emotional.
Yeah.
So then you got to, it's like getting a new dog. Then you've got to build a relationship with a new car.
Right.
Can you trust it?
You got to figure out how it works.
Yeah. Does it trust you?
Probably not off the get-go.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't trust it.
Yeah, and yours is like the last of the V8s, right? So
yeah.
It's kind of...
Yeah, it's one of the last V8s, so I want to hold on to it as long as possible, but it's done.
It's already...
Yeah, this month I'll have to turn it in.
The paperwork's already in.
Yeah, it's done. And you, I think you can buy them back, but then in my mind, I'm like, I know how I've driven it, so nah.
Yeah, it's like buying a rental, dude.
Yeah, dude. I love you, but I'm the one that drove you.
I treated you like crap. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not buying you back, brother.
So it's just a hard goodbye.
It is.
Do you guys name your vehicles?
Yeah, mine's Black Betty.
Okay. Do you have a name for yours? Your personal or your work?
No, I don't really name them.
You call it Old Girl.
Yeah, I call it Old Girl. I like pat the dash.
Yeah, you got to.
When she gets up and goes.
They say, you treat her right, it'll treat you right.
Yeah, and she does, man. Because with her last dying breath, she gave me a DWI right before the, she's like, I was like, you're under arrest for DWI. And it's like, it just gave up.
She waited till
she was exhausted.
Yeah, enjoy.
It was like her last shift, worked a full one.
Yeah. It was like a 14-hour day.
Yeah.
But so I got a... Yeah, I just don't know if anybody talks about that. I think there is an emotional connection.
Yeah, do you think that's the same for all law enforcement, or I guess it's just like a dude thing?
I don't know.
Thing?
No, I think it's as a city cop, I didn't have an assigned car, so I didn't have the same car every time.
Right.
But
so you couldn't get attached to it.
Yeah,
like one night stand.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. Several one night stands over a many year period. But when you're assigned a car where I work now, like it is your car.
Is that what you kind of felt like when you were getting dropped off? Was a one night stand?
Yeah, dude. I get out.
Shame.
I get out. I picture I get out and I just have high heels on.
Yeah. Like. You have them slung over your shoulder.
I'm like carrying my heels.
Your skirt's crooked.
Yeah, dude. That is how I felt. I felt ashamed. I felt ashamed. I don't even know why, because it was not my fault.
It's literally nothing to be ashamed of, but I kind of wish I was there so I could kind of be like, slut.
I'm glad you weren't there. Seriously, I was like, please, God, please be early enough that nobody's out.
Dude, that's hilarious.
And I just pictured Trucker Jay sitting in the hot tub, probably with no pants on.
Oh, like, hey, boy, what's going on?
Yeah, your boyfriend dropped you off.
Hey, boy, what's that, boy? What's that, your boyfriend?
You're going to bring your boyfriend by? Yeah. I'm like, the last thing I need is somebody roasting me right now. I just lost one of my best friends. Roasted.
Jeez. No, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good
one.
It's something.
I gotta spit this thing out. I don't have to. I'm done with it. Are you done with yours?
I'm gonna keep it in. I still got my others in.
25 minutes.
No, it's done. Like I'll take
I know what you're saying. It just dies down.
So there's no more left in it?
Yeah, you sucked it dry, kind of, if I'm being honest.
It sucked her dry, boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where were we?
Yeah. So, okay. Ideas for season 4.
Yes.
I think we have a lot of good guests coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you want to talk about any of those or not.
So, toxicologist for sure. A mental health professional. Is that what you would classify him as?
Yeah. We're counseling. First responders.
Yeah. We're going to record that one tomorrow night. And then, again, I think I can get a few folks from where I work on, the guys over the team that I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be fun. and then one other person who trains a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Tall Cop. I think Tall Cop's going to come on here, too. So he said he would last season, but we got kind of busy. Do you remember Tall Cop, me talking about him? He's like 8 foot tall, dwarfs me.
Have I met him?
No, you haven't met him. I think I've showed you a picture. I like come to his waist.
Oh, maybe so.
He's that tall.
He's huge.
He's a big guy.
He's a huge guy. Because
you're sitting 6'1", aren't you?
Yeah.
You 6'1"?
I'm a solid 6'1", baby.
6'1".
I'm a 6'1".
He's a 6'1". I'm 5'11". I do believe.
You have the spirit of a 5 foot.
I have a spirit of a giant.
And then I thought, too, I'm going to pitch you an idea.
Okay.
So I'm thinking what we'll do is every episode, we're going to do a piece of shit of the week.
Okay.
Or maybe it should be piece of shit of the episode, yeah, because we're probably going to air it every 2 weeks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're probably not going to do weekly. We'll probably do every other
so
week.
I think what we'll do is we'll allow people to send in nominations for a piece of shit of the episode.
Of, like, whoever.
Whoever, yeah.
Like, it could be, like, a random person at the store.
Yeah, it could be.
And well, but it's good, but piece of shit is good, right?
Yeah, so a piece of shit...
It's a way to celebrate each other.
Yeah, a piece of shit has a couple... Yeah, so, like... Me and my buddies always call each other a piece of shit.
Right.
So it's kind of like a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that we...
So it's a recognition.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh, okay. So yeah. It's not like a true...
It could be.
So like it could be just like some Karen at the Walmart.
How would we word that? Like, oh, piece of shit and piece of shit. Like, which one's which?
So the way that we say there's a piece of shit... And then there's an actual piece of shit.
An actual.
Yeah.
Actual POS.
Yeah, like
POS.
A legitimate
It could
piece
just
of
be
shit.
Like a click box option where it's like, is this an actual
yeah.
or
yeah, you put a little like, yeah. Yeah. That'd be kind of good, yeah. Actually.
And I'm thinking like, so guys can nominate each other. So like I could nominate you as the piece of shit of the episode. And then I would just type a little blurb as to why I think you're a piece of shit.
Fair.
And I think there'll be a lot of funny kind of like descriptions as to why you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm kind of thinking, too, this season.
Yeah, and we can, you know, I'm just spitballing. We could also put the people who are nominated for being a piece of shit into some kind of, like, drawing or something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Because we've also thought about doing an awards thing every year called the Shitties.
Yeah, kind of like the Dundies from The Office.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So at the end of the year, we'll have, like, a couple different categories, and we'll have, you know, shitty whatever of the year.
Yeah.
So we'll have like, I don't know, 4 or 5 categories.
They could all be a different type of shit, like pebble shit, diarrhea. They could all be okay.
Oh, like
I see what you're saying.
Corn.
Like
corn
rabbit shit.
Yeah.
Deer shit.
Yeah, the different
deer shit.
Consistencies of it could somehow correlate to, like, if they're nutty shit, then maybe they did something that was really funny.
They
cray cray, or you know what I'm trying to say, something
as
like that.
As the kids say, no
if
cap.
There was it was like a solid piece of shit, then we could do something who was just like a, you know, had good principles or solid values or whatever, something like that. No,
our values are.
Forte. I don't like them.
I don't think so either.
You don't like values?
No.
Okay, then what would be a solid? Like if you were thinking like, oh, you won the solid piece of shit award, what would that mean?
Well,
to you?
I think we have to come up with the categories first. And if solid piece of shit is one, we'd have to come up with the...
Maybe like reliable or like something somebody can count on is the solid piece of shit.
Yeah,
solid.
That could be it.
Anyway, what were you going to say? The categories?
No, yeah, I just think we come up with categories like, yeah, solid piece of shit.
Loose piece of shit.
Loose piece of shit. Runny piece of shit.
In between piece of shit.
There's an in between where it's a little bit runny, it's a little bit hard.
You're like, you don't know if you're sick or if you're just.
Yeah. Am I getting sick
like
or did I?
It's like a soft
just
shit.
Am I getting sick or did
soft
I just
serve.
Eat a burrito?
Yeah, it's just soft serve.
Soft serve.
Yeah, I think there's like, you know, the piece of shit you can't trust. And now I don't mean that in a bad way, but like, you know, you, like a fart you
like
can't trust.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like the continuous wipe.
Tenacity. That shows tenacity.
Yes. How much do you wipe, dude?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Honestly, let's break that down a little bit.
So, because it depends, really.
I'm running numbers.
It depends. So, I think there's the best case scenario is you wipe once and there's somehow no shit on the toilet paper.
And there's no turd in the toilet? And,
dude, yeah, it's a ghost.
The Houdini
ghost turd? Yes.
That's the best case scenario?
Yeah, the ghost turd floats away. you don't have to look at it. Oh. You wipe. There's no shit on the toilet
paper.
It's
like you didn't touch your butthole.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm already clean. Like, you're good. So you move on. Then you have the opposite side.
It's just everywhere.
Dude.
It's like, everywhere, dude.
You ever notice it's always when you're in a hurry?
Yeah, the splatter shits.
No, I think splatter shits are more liquid.
See, when you get... Let's break this
yeah,
down.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So, like, when the splatter shits is, like, a good, healthy wipe, you usually can get a good chunk of, you know, the remaining.
It's mostly water.
It's not... It's the... Almost, it's the soft serve shit.
Yes.
That you just slide up your back. Yeah.
You go to, like, wipe.
Yeah, it just... Next thing you somehow, know, you have, like, poop mid-back.
Yeah,
lower back. You're like, what the...
Yeah, dude. You're, like, wiping, and you can feel it. It's not wiping. It's sliding.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, there's no more, right? There can't possibly be any more turds in my butt crack. And then you stand up, and you feel... You're like, I got more turds in my butt
you
crack.
You can feel your cheeks stuck together. Like, you're like, what is this?
I'm like, what is going on?
You probably haven't kept... an actual record of this, but what's the most times you've wiped?
Oh, dude. There's been times where I've
20s? For sure?
Oh.
I've made 20s easy.
Oh, yeah.
If you hit... Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Women don't poop.
Oh, okay.
In my mind, women don't poop.
And they still don't.
No.
They... It depends on the toilet paper, too. If you get that one ply... Yeah.
A lot of different... what am I trying to say? Things that affected...
like the friction, the softness of the toilet paper, levels of, like, the number of ply of it, the thickness of it.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say, though? The number of squares.
Variables. There's a lot of variables.
The
big word, variables. There's a lot of variables here.
Okay, so the variables are
squares. We really narrowed it down to that.
There's something we call variables.
And softness.
But you would agree, there's different variables.
Oh, yeah. Well, because, like, then... Oh, yeah, easy. Oh, yeah, variable.
Because, like, one ply...
A one ply on a hot day in the bathroom?
Exactly.
Bad news.
Worst case scenario.
Bad news.
And then you have the shit that goes up your back?
Yeah. And then you gotta sit there and you gotta look in the mirror and make sure it's not at the top of your butt crack.
Wait, what?
Yeah. You guys don't have to do that?
No, I'm not sure I've ever looked at my ass crack.
You have to look. You have to, like, pull your shirt up just to make sure it didn't slide up. I think you probably should. Yeah. You should start doing that. You should double check.
Otherwise, you're gonna get streak marks in your skin marks in your on your shirt.
Yeah, you're gonna have skin marks on your shirt.
On my shirt. What?
It's possible.
You look at your ass crack in the mirror?
I don't spread it out. I just double check if I get a real slidey one, dude.
So you make sure it's, like, not on your lower back.
I make sure there's no poop anywhere. I check everything. Last thing you want is to be walking around and you have a poop bag.
Yeah, dude. So, like, I'm always scared. Maybe this is only me. I'm always scared that at work I'm going to, like, get injured or something, and then they take me to the hospital, and they're like, this dude got shit up his back.
Yeah,
look at this guy.
This dude doesn't wipe his look butt crack.
What do you do, not check his ass crack in the mirror?
You need to. Just in case.
You know what I mean? That's a legit fear, though.
You gotta check your ass crack in the mirror. Add that to your list of fears, whether you did that before you are getting taken in the ambulance.
Yeah. I picture, like, I've just been injured. I've just been, like, ran over by a car, and I'm like, hang on. I gotta wipe my ass.
hold on a second.
Three more times.
So
I shortchanged my wipe.
On that note, do you think that, like, the wet wipes, do you think that's something that we just, as we get older, we...
There's a trick to that.
Is there? Because I haven't used wet wipes.
There's a trick to wet wipes.
Okay.
So how I do it, and it works out all right, is that...
Says the man checking for shit on his back.
Hey. There's no shit on my back. But you wipe, you start out with your wet wipes. If it's getting a little crazy.
You start with the wet
now,
wipes?
Is this, you understand it's a shitty, like it's a
yeah,
bad
you know
shit.
It's bad.
Okay, you
right?
start with a wet
wipe. Like, you know this everywhere.
Okay.
So you start either with the wet wipe, or you can start, this is user preference.
Okay.
You can start with the, you
a lot
know,
of options
yeah,
here.
Regular TP. But in between, you got to sandwich that with your wet wipe. You've got to clean, because you're going to have a wet butt crack. And then you got to finish it up with TP. So you wet it down, get it
out. So start with a wet wipe.
Or you can start with TP, kind of get, if you know it's a lot now.
So
there?
You got a lot of like substance that you can just brush off.
Yeah. So maybe start with regular TP, and then when you get the slide,
yep.
You're like, okay, I got to transition.
Start hitting it with the wet wipes, and then you finish up. The crucial role is to finish it up with TP.
Okay. Because then it's all juicy down there. Yeah. If you don't.
Because then it feels like you still have poop, and it's just wet.
It's just a
wet crack.
Wet.
What?
It's just a wet crack, and you don't want that.
What?
So, and I guarantee if people listen to that, they're like, yeah, that checks out. They're like, hey, I know what he's talking about.
Hang on. Where's the one I'm looking for here? Yeah, let's see. There we go. This will take a minute. Delayed. Come on, baby. Come on, internet. Kick in for
me. What did he say?
Okay, so start dry.
If you want to.
Yeah, okay. I feel like Bird goes straight into wet wipe. I'm not going
to
lie. Yeah,
do you go straight to wet wipes?
It depends on. I've done it.
So can you tell by the shit that you took that, okay, this is a wet wipe situation?
Yeah, because you know how you have those real muddy shits?
Yeah.
Like the ones that's like
soft serve rice
cream. That's
like
a fudgy. Yeah, that's like a little bit thicker than a soft serve.
Hey, you stop talking about shit. Yeah. Women don't poop.
Yeah, it's like a... I don't know how you know this, but it is like a fudgy.
You must have read it somewhere, because women don't poop. So you feel the fudge.
You feel the fudge, you're like, this is going to be a problem. We got a problem on our hands. And then you can start out with your wet wipe.
Okay.
I think what I'm trying to drive home for this point, you've got to finish with a dry TP. It's a must.
I feel like you really believe this because you said that.
Okay. You have to.
Okay, so is there a personal incident that has prompted this?
Well, I mean, no, not really. But, like, I used a lot of wet wipes, like dude wipes, out in the field in the military and stuff. And so that's all. You literally use wet wipes.
So you have the wipes with you all times.
Not with me all the times now. But
okay.
I used to carry them in my pack and everything. Like it was at the time. I don't even know if dude wipes was out. It was literally like just like baby wipes.
Okay.
And you just carry them with you. So when you had to drop a load off out in the field, you do that. But then you always have to have like a little. It doesn't even have to be much. Just enough to where you dry it up, because it causes chafing if you don't dry it up.
Ooh.
Yeah, you don't want to leave wetness in your crack.
Wet crack's no good. Okay. No good crack.
So your main point is start however you want. That's user preference.
Mm-hmm.
End with
and situational
dry,
like variable.
Right. End with a dry wipe.
End with a dry wipe. You want to have a dry crack.
Okay.
That's a must.
That makes sense. Do you ever powder?
Yeah. I have.
Yeah.
Now That's where your TP comes in handy as well. You can't powder with a wet crack, because then it'll just clump up on you.
Okay. So you wet wipe, dry wipe.
Dry wipe.
Ideally, followed by a powder.
Yeah, just to make sure everything's good. You want everything dry.
Okay.
You want to stay dry down there.
Okay.
It's good. It's good for you.
Got some big insights on this thing.
Subject matter expert.
I know I've said it once or twice or even three times, but I want to drive this point home. You've got to finish with a dry TP. You've got to. If not, you're going to be in the same situation than when you started. You're going to have wetness. Don't want it. No, sir.
So if there's any message you could pass along to the listeners,
it would be this, and I've only said it a couple times. Dry TP. Final.
Do you have a preferred TP? I'm a Charmin Ultra guy.
Yeah, I like solid. I like
it's like
good
a
ply.
Six ply.
Yeah, I like
it's
some
like
good ply.
You're wiping with a quilt.
Yeah,
like a full on blanket.
Yeah, I was gonna say the thin ones. You can find yourself in a situation,
and your finger sometimes goes through it.
Yeah,
you ever had your finger go through it?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Next thing you know, you got shit on your hand.
Now you have to have a shit.
You got
to clean your butt. Now you got to clean your hands.
Yes, yes.
Normally, I mean, you should always wash your hands afterwards, anyways. But that's a must wash after, because you're like, and then you do one of these, like,
yeah, dude. You wash your hands, and then you like give it a brief. You give it a brief sniff.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever got it to go away? Like, or is
you
it always
never
faint?
Get it, dude.
It's probably under
faint.
Your fingernails.
You've got to go.
Ew.
Where do you think it goes?
I don't even
goes?
Have fingernails.
Just a little bitty thin line of poop under this thing fingernail.
Ew.
But I will say, that's very dominant. Like, it's almost like you have to go and dirty your hands up more to mask it.
Yeah.
Like, you say you have an incident, and you've got it on your hand. And that's unfortunate, but we adapt and overcome here. So what do? You wash your hands, and you go outside and get in dirt, and you're just like, ooh, dirty them bad boys up, so mask it.
Get more, so now you have dirt and poop under your fingernails.
Yeah, but it's not as prominent. It's not just like clean hands with a stinky finger.
You know? I would really love to disagree with what you're saying, but I know 100% you're telling the truth.
You
can wash your hands with a power washer, and you still smell shit
on your
hands.
It's still on there. And you're like, dude,
so you
just washed this with bleach. What is going on? How come I still smell it? Then you go outside and you're like, maybe diesel. Maybe I'll pour a little diesel.
Freaking kerosene.
And you're like, no, it's still there.
Then you just have shit smell
flammable
kerosene.
Shit. You just got a flammable hand that smells like poop. And you're like, well, crap. Maybe gasoline. I don't know.
So I want to make sure. What's your one message to listeners?
I'm going
to
drive this home, and I want everybody to, hey, grab a pen, jot it down. Finish with dry TP. For the love of God. That's all I got to say.
That's like the one lesson you pass on to your kids.
Like, hey,
listen,
guys,
do whatever you want, but
get this right. Get this one thing right in your life, and you're good in my book. Dry TP.
Dry and ass crack.
Final stage.
That's what we need is a dry ass crack.
That's all. I mean, because you think about it, that dictates your day. Say you have a schedule.
First thing in the morning. You take a shit in the morning, right?
Yep. At 7:30, baby.
7:30.
All time.
Okay.
That dictates your whole day. Mm. So if you have a bad poop session, got a little stinky finger.
Yeah.
And a wet crack.
And a wet crack, not a good day. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Now, would you take dry crack, stinky finger? Because I think you have to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, would I take, if I had a choice between one or the other, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. I would do dry crack. Because if you don't have a dry crack, what's going to happen is you're going to have a stinky finger anyways, because you're going to be scratching your crack because it's wet.
Oh, deep.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Okay, Aristotle.
All up here.
Okay, Aristotle.
All up here. I've thought about it. A lot.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I guess. But yeah. I should probably start thinking all about better things.
Other things?
Other things that maybe like will better my life. But
so he's got a house, he's went hunting, and he shits himself and then emphasizes dry crack. That's kind of where you're at.
Gotta have it.
Okay.
Wow, we really got off of there, huh?
Yeah.
That wasn't on the agenda, but
no. But the
shit talk's popular.
Yes, but the
because
piece of
everybody
shit,
relates to that.
Yeah, in fact, Smee was telling me a story about.
So there used to be this like cooking talk show, and they'd make recipes and just like talk about pop culture stuff. It's called The Chew, and I love to just have it on in the background and then pick up a few recipes every now and then. But that got canceled, and so now they started a podcast or like a YouTube channel and a podcast, and it's like the three main hosts, and it's like uncensored now. And they're
you heard it.
They're talking about pooping their pants after bad eggnog. Okay, I'm done.
No, go ahead. Tell us the story.
Keep talking.
That's it. Everybody loves a good poop pants, even the talk show, the Food Network.
Yeah. Because it's so relatable to everyone.
Because everybody's done it.
It's not like this, like your idea, this other idea. It's what everybody has the same idea.
Yeah, like yours, your guys's was from Zen pouches, pooping your pants from Zen pouches. Theirs is from bad eggnog. But
I don't
everybody
need a Zen
it.
Pouch to shit my pants.
I'll do it now. I'll have one in. I'll do it.
Oh, okay. You don't have
I'll
to prove anything
just
to me,
to
but
do it.
Yeah, for a good story.
Is universal. Pooping exactly. is universal.
Except for girls. Yeah, women don't. I don't know how you guys get by without ever pooping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so wild that you guys just don't blow up and explode.
Where does your food go?
It turns into collagen to make our face beautiful.
Oh.
Ooh, so you guys technically a poop face?
Technically, yeah. It's very rejuvenating on our face.
Ooh.
The things we do for beauty.
Ew, dude.
I don't know if you heard this, guys, but. Yeah, women don't poop.
Okay, moving on.
Here we go. Enough poop talk. We'll save the other poop talk for later.
Yeah, there's always more. But the piece of shit per episode is the thing that we're going to try to do.
Yeah.
And we'll have the information, and we'll link it on the social media. And it'll be... It'll be optional if you want to provide a picture of the piece of shit of the week or not. And then, yeah, we'll figure
out
some...
Does that get old?
No, I love it.
We'll figure out some kind of giveaway, maybe, to do...
If you could put it on
for the
loop.
Piece of shits that are nominated.
Just put it on a loop, dude.
I need to make it so that anytime she talks, it's just like...
Yeah, just it catches her pitcher voice.
So, yeah. That's spread hilarious. The word.
Stop.
Stop.
Who is doing that? Who is doing that? This is unprofessional.
No, we're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all good.
Okay.
Dang, dude, I lost in fantasy.
Okay. Oh, you probably want to get watch the Chiefs
yeah,
game,
Yeah, he's
right?
trying to get places, and okay. we're holding them back.
All right, let's wrap this bad boy up.
Bert's I'm not, got things you know, to do.
I was going
to
say, it doesn't matter to me. I can pull it up on the phone and just turn it on silent.
I'm not even sure what we talked about at this point.
I know one thing I want to drive home.
Is there something else you want to give to the listeners?
I think we spent most of the time talking about pooping our pants.
Yeah, that's a good season opener, dude.
That was good.
Return to the roots.
Yeah, so, all right, Smee, let's...
Actually, it wasn't pooping your pants, it was wiping.
Yeah, I think the wipe was the crucial topic
yeah,
of this episode.
It's big, guys. It's big time. You guys really need to really take it in.
Like, I wanted it to be that you had an emotional connection with your car, but I think that... The life lesson is dry crack. Start with a wet wipe or don't. End with a dry wipe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a sticker in there somewhere from a bird sticker.
Dry wipe.
The best way to start your day is...
Dry wiping.
Dry crack or something.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap this up. Smee?
Yeah.
What's your final thoughts?
I don't have any final thoughts. Good.
That's it?
No, I mean, I think we're excited to be back. We'll see where the season takes us. Mm-hmm. I think we're trying
That's
to do every other
any final thought. She's like, I'm going to get fart looped.
Yeah.
We'll Smee, stop.
Stop it, Smee.
We'll see how season 4 goes, yeah.
Smee.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Bert, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah. I think I've said it a couple times.
Let me give you a little something here.
Yeah, give me a little setup. Give me a little setup.
Here we go. Let's see if this will load up here. Internet connections here is fantastic. I've already hit play like 30 seconds ago.
Can you just make the fart noise with your mouth?
Sure.
Yes. You think I'm... Dude, those are like the pop farts.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Pop farts are fun too because it kind of rumbles your butt crack a little
bit. Yeah, it just scratches it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
it scratches.
You ever had an itch and you farted the itch?
Yeah, you fart scratch, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's a whole different episode.
That's a whole nother level, man.
It is a whole.
So your ass crack is itching because you didn't finish with
because you didn't dry wipe.
Yeah, you didn't dry wipe. So then the wet. Crack has turned into a dry crack, which causes itchy. Then you fart itch that thing.
You fart itch it. That is big time. But
I'm not sure why I was going to give you some background music, but apparently it's not going to load. So,
Well, final thoughts. Guys, thanks for tuning in. I know this is great, great stuff we're talking about. And
deep,
deep stuff. And like I've said, finish with a dry wipe. Dry TP.
I don't think you've said that yet.
I'm going to say it again.
PSA.
PSA. Finish with a dry TP, guys. Do yourself a favor. Finish it the correct way. And that's my FTs, dude.
That's all you got, baby. Okay. Well, my FTs. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. I think we've reached more people than I thought we did, which is kind of nice. That's kind of a good...
Yeah, every time you would come home from a conference, you would talk about... Somebody mentioning it,
yeah. So now I feel like an obligation to talk about shit in your pants, but anyway.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to do it. It's a heavy burden, folks. But no, I appreciate you guys listening, and I think this season will be good. 4 seasons. This is 4 years of this.
Dude.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. We're probably coming up on 100 episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I think this was your idea initially, right? Didn't
I think
you
wanna, so.
You wanted to do a podcast?
Yeah, I think the people needed to know just how to wipe their cracks. I think the people... It took 4 years to get to that point, but they finally found the secret.
Yeah, you got to build a base first before true. You start speaking.
Well, I think
speaking
the base has been built.
Oh, the base has been built, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so, no, I appreciate everybody listening, and I hope you guys are safe, and everything goes well, and I think it'll be a good season. Best season yet.
Best season yet.
You know, we've progressively gotten better. Remember season one, like, you could barely even hear us?
And we had to, like, we had to turn off the heat and air, because yeah, it was too loud.
We were in a camper.
We cold toasted it.
Yeah, dude, we were in a camper, and we're freezing our ass. Well, it went from freezing our ass off to sweating our freaking nuts off.
Mm-hmm.
Just sliding around on the bench seat.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now we're sitting here.
That supplied a lot of wet crack.
Yeah, dude. I was getting chafed after that. But now it's a cool 68 degrees in here.
Mm-hmm. Comfortable.
It's super comfortable. I might even a little bit chilly.
Oh.
Ooh, might need a little blanket.
So, ooh, bring some blankets. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate you guys listening. And yeah, good season four coming up. And everybody stay safe. And peace.
That's showbiz, baby.